The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski.
A fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran remains in place despite rising tensions in the Strait of Hormuz.
President Trump saying that seven small Iranian boats were hit as the U.S. Navy continued Operation Freedom. That's the effort to clear the critical waterway so commercial ships can go through that Strait of Hormuz. But Iran has been responding very aggressively, firing on commercial ships, claiming two missiles actually hit a U.S. warship, which, by the way, Washington says is simply not true. Iran's foreign minister took to social media, though, saying, quote, events in Hormuz make clear that there's no military solution to a political crisis.
The UAE reported being targeted by numerous Iranian attacks, with a drone striking an oil facility, injuring three.
Well, gas prices have gone up more than $1.50 a gallon since the war began across the country. Patrick DeHaan is a petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy. He says prices will keep going up as long as the strait remains closed.
We could be seeing a national average rise to $4.55 to $4.75 by the time Memorial Day rolls around. If the strait remains closed, into the month of June, I think by July 4, we'll be at all-time record highs.
Well, around here, we're already seeing the impact. $4.44 on average for a gallon of unleaded regular. That's up pretty significantly, over a quarter from a week ago. We're up about $1.40 from this time last year.
Sabres preparing for Game 1 of their series with Montreal tomorrow night in Buffalo. They're getting some positive news on the injury front. Lindy Ruff with this update on Sam Carrick.
We do have Carrick, who is going to see our doctors today and thinks he's further along than maybe I portrayed yesterday. So with good news, he could join our team back for practice tomorrow, which is great news. That would put him a little bit ahead of schedule, but and Osti is where I said he was at yesterday.
Carrick has been out with an arm injury since the end of March, and you can tell the way he was playing up until that injury, he was definitely having an impact with the Sabres, and I'm sure he is fighting hard to get healed and get back.
We would love to see him back in the lineup, hopefully, as healthy as can be, but, everyone's playing with a little bit of something of an injury
right. This
time around. I mean, I don't know if we would expect him back right away, but it was nice to hear yesterday he might be returning to practice as soon as today. As soon as today, not a guarantee.
So probably not tomorrow night.
No, but...
but maybe later in the series.
You wonder, and anything would be a boost for the Sabres to be able to get him back. Puck drops tomorrow night downtown at 7 o'clock. Well, months before the opening of the new Bills Stadium, teardown of the Ralph has begun. Here's WBEN's Jim Fink.
If you want that one last look at quote-unquote old Highmark Stadium, you better hurry. Why? Because crews from Long Island-based Breeze National Inc. this week have started the demolition of the 53-year-old Abbott Road Stadium. The last surge of power was cut to the stadium on May 1st, and the actual demolition began yesterday, May 4th. And according to ARC Building Partners CEO Frank Simonelli, the bulk of the stadium could be down by Halloween.
We actually, we've shifted the plan around a bit. Where that backfilling of the field is going to start much earlier than we originally planned. We've resequenced the work to accelerate that piece of it. If not by opening day, certainly by the time first snow falls, bulk of that stadium will be down, if not all of it.
The demolition is the latest chapter as the Buffalo Bills move from one side of Abbott Road to the other. The new Highmark Stadium is on pace to welcome its first visitors by July. The demolition is its own milestone, Simonelli said.
We're taking it down, never to be modernized again is a big deal.
This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
It's hard to imagine that the old stadium, most of it could be down by the end of summer.
That is pretty
really
wild.
Yeah.
And a slow dismantling. I still stand by. I mean, it makes...
blow it up.
Yeah, it makes sense that it's not an implosion. It's not like a structure or a building that would be easily imploded. But I do think we should just bring something there to blow up, just to have it done.
Right.
I don't know.
Just for the moment.
Yeah.
Just one last hurrah.
It's cool. Like, we gotta blow something up, give it a good send-off, maybe, you know, light off some fireworks or something from the 50-yard line. I don't know what you do.
I think a lot of people would rally around that.
Yeah, you know, a proper send-off rather than the slow dismantling, which, you know, happened to the odd, right? Tear down slowly over time. Now it's going to happen to the Ralph.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye out for something like that. A redistricting effort in New York is being backed by the House Minority Leader.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, a Democrat representing New York, says he's working on a plan to redraw congressional maps in his home state. He has asked New York Congressman Joe Morrell, a fellow Democrat, to go to Albany to meet with state leaders and discuss it, according to a statement from Jeffries. New York's Constitution bars the altering of state voting maps and gives the Independent Redistricting Commission sole authority over redrawing them. Any changes would have to be okayed by state lawmakers and a majority of voters. The move comes after other states have joined the push to redraw maps. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, if you didn't file your taxes online, you may need to listen up. Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
The tax lady, Esther Gulia, says the IRS recently sent back mail tax payment checks to taxpayers who filed them on paper.
And leaving it to taxpayers then to come up with the registering with ID.me with the federal government and sending in their payment electronically.
This leaves Gulia's concern.
My concern is that a lot of people that aren't electronic, that mailed in their balance due, they don't know exactly what to do with this kind of a conundrum.
Gulia says keep that envelope because when you send your payments electronically, you can show that you timely filed your payment. Her thoughts on why the IRS is doing this online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you for that update. Delta Airlines is making a change.
You'll have to bring your own snacks and drinks on board shorter flights. Beginning May 19th, if your flight is less than 350 miles, Delta will no longer offer the freebies. About 450 daily routes will be impacted by the change. If you're flying first class, though, you'll still be able to get beverages and munchies, as well as all passengers on longer flights. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I always thought it was kind of funny on a really short flight why they, you know, bring the drink cart down.
Yeah.
Pass out the pretzels.
You can imagine the reaction to this. It's not positive, but I don't know.
I think you can go for an hour, 2 hours without having something to eat.
Yeah. Do you need the in-flight? Like sometimes I almost feel like I'd rather not have it. You know, if I'm trying to rest or just reading a book or something like
that. It's annoying.
Yeah. And that you're passing water or whatever from one person to the next.
Or you've got the cup. Right? And you have to your drink tray down.
Yeah.
And then you got to wait for them to come back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's multiple times. The thing is, I think they've cut it back so much to where I'm not annoyed by this. I almost might prefer it. Because do I really need your little bag of pretzels?
No.
Back in the day when they used to give you actual food, I could, and then they were like, you know, we're not doing that anymore. I feel like that. Like, that would be a big switch. I would be upset at that. But this, you know, what are they giving you?
You know, six little pretzels in a bag.
Six pretzels and a Sprite. Like, I can do with that. Half a can of Sprite and six pretzels.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. A few showers this morning, a better chance for a steady rain this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the low 60s. For tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Rain is likely. Then we head into your Wednesday. Rain in the morning, mostly cloudy, cool in the afternoon with highs near 50. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Marty Braun joins us right now. Marty, got to be exciting to be in round two of the playoffs, to be able to host some of these pre and post game shows with all the excitement in the air.
It's very exciting, and obviously this is great for us to be able to continue to do pregame and postgame on MSG and through Saber Social. But also, I mean, I'm listening to the update to kind of see what the weather is going to be like tomorrow for the fans, you know, at the Saberhood block party, and enjoying, you know, getting together outside KeyBank Center. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of fun stuff going on, but for us, we keep doing the pregame and postgame, and hopefully we keep talking about wins.
Hey, we love that. And I think it could be snowing, and people, they'd still be out there tomorrow night. It wouldn't matter. They will be there. Marty.
It was game one. Like, I remember game one when Tage Thompson scored a couple of goals for the comeback against Boston. The videos of outside, there was some flakes in the air. So hopefully not anymore, but it did happen in game one.
Yeah, hopefully that's behind us. All right, Sabres got news yesterday about Sam Carrick. He could potentially practice today. What do you think this could add to the lineup?
Well, obviously, it's just trying to have more depth and have more healthy bodies. And we know that Noah Osland is going to be a little bit longer when it comes to his absence. So Sam Carrick, when he was traded to Buffalo, he had an immediate impact. Lower in the lineup, more of a fourth line center, can play the penalty kill, and is very physical. So I think the matchup against the Canadiens is going to be one where the Sabres are going to have to be, you know, they're the bigger team. They're going to have to be physical. And if you can add a Sam Carrick, it's going to be great. If you got to wait a few games, that's fine. The Sabres love where they're at with their lineup. But having multiple choices when it comes to roster decisions is going to be good.
Well, you obviously see a lot of the Sabres, but you watch a lot of the Canadiens as well, I know. What is it about the Montreal team that's different from Boston? What should we be expecting in this matchup that will look maybe a lot different than it did in round one?
So when you look at the Montreal Canadiens, they have a lineup front of Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield, and Juraj Slafkovský that have been fantastic all year. Caulfield at 51 goals. Only two players this year in the National Hockey League had over 50. Caulfield was one of them. And then you look at Suzuki at over 100 points. They weren't that good in round one against Tampa. So you still have to look for them, you know, to provide some offense. It's just a different team. Look, Boston was trying to slow things down. Boston was trying to be physical. Montreal is going to try to speed things up and play the, you know, the rush game up and down the ice and try to provide some offense. So it's a different structure, different team, different balance. But I do believe that the Sabres' depth is going to, again, be so important like it was against Boston.
You know, Marty, Sabres are going to be facing Jacob Dobesh, who was just outstanding against Tampa. As a goalie, what do you think makes him so dangerous?
So it's funny with Dobesh this year, you know, he wasn't the number one goalie at the start of the year, and he had to fight for that spot, you know, throughout the whole season. He's very big, and he focuses on the shooter most often. The defense with the Montreal Canadiens have been really good of taking away any backdoor passes, any rebound opportunity. So with Dobesh, just like you did with Swayman, the key is going to be getting that front presence, getting in his face, trying to get screens and rebounds, because when it's straight on, he's been very good.
Now, the Sabres obviously able to handle Boston, despite, you know, Marco Sturm before the series saying they're bigger, stronger, a little bit badder. I'm wondering, though, in this series, like, maybe he's not going to say it, but maybe Lindy Ruff could say it about the Sabres against the Canadiens. Do you expect the Sabres to maybe try and throw their weight around a little bit in this series?
Yeah, and Lindy Ruff is not going to say it, but I can say it. Montreal is not a physical team. Yes, Montreal has Josh Anderson. And yes, Montreal on the defense have a couple of big guys in, you know, Carrier and Matheson and Gullion. And Noah Dobson just returned from injury in Game 7. But it's a completely different team than Boston. They don't look to slow things down. They don't look to be the aggressor. They're going to respond if you're physical with them, but that's not in their DNA. So it's definitely maybe to the Sabres' advantage.
Yeah, yesterday, Rasmus Dahlin made a comment. A lot of people took note. He said, it's just hockey after that first round. What does that say to you about him and the team's confidence?
Well, I think the big thing is that all season long, the Sabres have been a team that, you know, have performed well, but they've done it in a different way. And Dahlin said, you know, they all like each other. They all love hanging out with each other. You know, Dahlin even said, well, the key is maybe just go for a few beers once in a while, which is something that they've done, you know, to really build this team chemistry. So when you say it's just a game, a lot of people may say, oh, you know what, this is professional sport. This is more than just a game. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like just going back to, you know, being a kid, playing like youth hockey and enjoying, you know, your teammates, enjoying the fans, enjoying everybody around you. So that's what Dahlin is saying, and it has been the key to the team being the best team in the NHL since December 9th when their streak started.
Well, Marty, going to be a great series. Can't wait to watch it. Can't wait to get things kicked off tomorrow. And you can get kicked off with Marty and Brian Duff on the pregame show on MSG. Just because the game isn't on, the pregame show is on. They will be before and after every Sabres game. Marty, thanks.
Thanks a lot, guys, and enjoy the second round.
We will. Marty Baron joining us on the Bison Automotive Live Line.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.